This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher. Three generations of mentorship, friendship, and shared ideas coalesce on a new recording called The American Masters. This project is the brainchild of violinist Anna-Kiko Myers, who's been inspired by all three of the American composers featured on this recording, Samuel Barber, John Corleano, and Mason Bates. Anne describes how each of these composers were, in turn, inspired by one another.
John was very gracious to write the liner notes. It's very interesting stories in there of how Barber was just so instrumental, for lack of a better word, in mentoring John. And John now teaches at the Juilliard School, and he had this kind of young punk, young Southern punk named Mason approach him, and for them, the three, to be on the same CD, it would be sort of like being on the same CD with Dorothy DeLay for me, I think.
Anne was just 13 when legendary teacher Dorothy DeLay invited her to study in the pre-college program at Juilliard. By the time she was 18, Anne's debut album was released. It featured the Barber Violin Concerto.
This latest album is my 30th album, which also features the Barber Violin Concerto. So there you have it. Full Barber circle.
An instrument with a very old soul brings new life to this recording of Barber's Violin Concerto. It's Anne's 1741 Guarneri del Gesù.
To be able to play such textured, rich, melodious, beautifully warm works such as the Corleano, the Lullaby, and the Samuel Barber Violin Concerto on a violin of that stature is just complete. You just close your eyes and you just enjoy it as much as it sings. The second movement of the Barber is one of the most sublime. There's a section on the G string where the G string just really, on this violin, soars. It's very rich. It sounds like a cello. And I'm just able to sink in and sculpt the sound. And it's just kind of how I've always imagined it should sound.
Mason Bates composed his violin concerto for Anne in 2011. It premiered a year later, and now it's been recorded for the very first time.
The concerto is titled Areopteryx. I can't believe I said that without screwing it up. or no, you know what I did? It's Archaeopteryx. It's about a prehistoric flying dinosaur. You really do hear the dinosaur footsteps in the beginning. There's a cinematic feel to a lot of the music, too, where it's taking flight, which is just so spine-tinglingly gorgeous. The second movement, you know, this prehistoric bird is going through swampland, but yet he's writing in there, be sensual. And the last movement, I think the violin sounds the closest to a synthesizer. It's just nonstop. It's sort of like the last movement of the Barber. It's a marathon to the end.
It's a suitable analogy for this album. You don't want to sprint through it, but rather spend some time with the American Masters and savor every step along the way. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher.